All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, if you'll turn your attention to my dick, I have Chonicky written on it.
That's just right there, isn't it?
Yep. Chonicky, it's on my dick.
Well, let's get started. Short and sweet.
Short. Hey, don't average like the best and sweet. Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe slightly below average, but I don't know if I go as far as to call it short.
I was talking about the length of the intro.
I know.
But see, the joke that it was a misunderstanding. It was a comical misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know me. Yeah. Constantly insecure about the dick size.
Oh man, insecurity.
Yeah, it's great.
I know.
yeah, go in security.
such as a couple nights ago, it being 4 a.m. and laying in bed looking up insecurity on the iPad just to confirm that I have it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Siri.
Oh,
why am I insecure?
Siri, validate me.
Would you like me to Google insular security? yeah.
Oh, man. Yes.
Who are we?
You are Gary. What?
I am Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games of all types.
Yeah. We're rapidly expanding and throbbing and probing into new festive locales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this week, do you know who suggested this? Do you have this on hand?
I can very quickly pull up the planning sheet, like I ought to.
It's all right. It's the
this is Samuel Baer, who recommended Chonicky.
Chonicky.
Yeah. Which
Chonicky for the original. So did you get a chance? I sent you that email. Did you get a chance to try the other Chonicky game?
Yeah, no, I didn't. So you sent an email about Chonicky Son Sogoban Hen Peketai.
Bakihitsu Rantuhen.
Bakihitsu.
Yes.
we're gonna offend a lot of people today, so
yeah, let's just go for it. There's two there's two Chonicky games I played now, because I played the one for this, but this is the old one I played before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to play the fighting game because none of my machines would emulate it. None of the ROMs that I downloaded worked. So, but I looked up pictures, and you are right. One of the selectable characters is a lady who is a flying battleship filled with writhing gay men.
Yeah, it's like a big gay party battleship, and it's amazing. Yeah. Like, you play as the ship. Like, it's, and there's two ships too. You can also play as Sabu, who is a pagoda with Elvis's face.
So I was at work when I got that message. I was reading some articles, because obviously this game, you know, featuring dudes, has a lot of articles written about it. But very quickly I realized probably not the best thing to be looking at in an office full of mostly adults, but also some children.
Yeah, it's not the safest for work.
No,
games.
It is not.
It kind of rules though.
No, it's amazing, and that's why we didn't do the usual fuck.
Because, yeah, I mean, this is real. These are both actually good games.
Yeah,
I had to tear myself away from the fighting game in order to record the podcast.
Yeah, like the only like negative thing I can say about them is just they're just not my kinds of game.
Yeah,
you know. So like, you know, the one that we played, that's originally for the TurboGrafx 16 CD or something.
Yeah,
love
Super Big Brother. I Chonicky.
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling shooter kind of thing, kind of like a Gradius or whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, except like just crazy balls out weird.
Oh yeah, we didn't play I Chonicky. Yeah, that's the next one actually.
Okay.
That would have been cool if we had played that one, because that one has Street Fighter moves for attacks. It's like a shooting game where you do Street Fighter moves.
Really?
For your ad, yeah. This is just a weird shooter,
mm-hmm.
And it's not that homoerotic.
No.
Until you die. And then you get the countdown.
Yeah, and so I'm playing this game just like furiously, you know, shouting as I tap the X button, where's the dicks?
Yeah, where's the beef? I wanted it to be more big and gay, because it's kind of like that's the point of Toaniki. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't go into a Toaniki, you're not accepting this. And like, I can appreciate camp like mm-hmm. a motherfucker. Like, yeah. This is great. This is hilarious and wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I wish these games had come to America.
It's kind of shocking that it was brought out on the virtual console.
Totally. It's got to be one of the weirdest like virtual console games. And it's telling that we got the tamest of the series. Like the first one is just, you know, it's a shooter with some surrealist, you know, and some muscles, and that countdown where it's like counting down from five, which is like flexing dudes.
Flexing dudes who are like lovingly intertwined with the countdown numbers.
Yeah.
You can't tell where dude ends and number begins. Yeah, exactly. Much like some kind of, you know, math-a-thon.
It's wonderful. But then later in the series, like, it just gets more and more, like, I would be surprised if that fighting game came to the United States or any of the leader games, because mm-hmm. they just get out there, man.
And like, it starts because you've got like, what, Samson and Adon, who are the kind of mascots of the series.
Yeah,
they're in this, like, they are your bonus characters. Like, you pick them up as power-ups options. And they fly alongside you. Yeah, options, there we go. I knew it was one or the other. Sorry, yeah. I don't got the lingo.
And I think they say like, hey, or something like that when you grab them. It's really great. Like, they have like a like noise that I really like.
But these are the guys. They're bald muscle men. I believe they're aliens who defected from the evil race that is colonizing galaxies to build protein powder factories.
Yep.
Because Mars needs protein.
The most recent game in the series is called, like, Quest of the Holy Protein or something like that. Legend of the Holy Protein, which is incredible.
Yeah, Journey for the Sacred Cum. Like,
yeah. Yep. Go, guys.
Do it.
And the holy protein, a deity-like glob of what may be semen. Thanks, Wikipedia. Samson and Adon hover around the glob, absorbing enemy fire as they did in previous games. Yeah.
Well, a distinguishing characteristic of Samson and Adon, they have holes in the top of their head, in a horrifying kind of fashion, actually, from which lasers shoot. So they are actually gigantic floating penises.
Yeah, floating penis laser kappas.
Yeah.
It's very weird mm-hmm. and hilarious and awesome. Like, what is, there's a game, there's like an endless runner type game that's like a big strong muscle dude that like also touches on the Japanese kind of fascination for the specific kind of super muscular camp.
I don't know.
I remember reading a review a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so I never really dipped into the Endless Runner one, but so I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm playing it and I'm just, you know, smiling ear to ear because I don't understand much of any of it. It's just all
in Japanese.
Well, yes, and it is all in Japanese. And like from looking at the imagery, I get the sense that there are puns that like visual puns that I'm just not getting. Like, there are dudes with like traffic cones on their heads and signs. So it's either like some kind of huge cultural divide, or it's just straight up them trying to be as weird as possible. And I know that that's part of what they're trying to do, because this is like a genre of games, right? Like shit games or idiot games or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Kusage.
Kusage.
Yeah. Kusage. Bad games mm-hmm. or idiot. I like the idiot game one too.
Yeah.
That's I can't remember what the actual
like,
word is for that.
Bakage or something like
yeah,
that.
Bakage, yeah. Which is, that's a loaded term already a little bit. I like that idea of a cultural kind of affection mm-hmm. for just games that can just be made to kind of be bad and weird. Mm-hmm. And like, we get that every once in a while, but like, when we do, it's really strange. It's like your Deadly Premonitions, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird how much that game reminded me of this one, or vice versa, rather. Mm-hmm. Like, the music cues are all off into a Nikki in a similar, a Deadly Premonitious way.
Yeah. Well, there's like steel drums and crazy little minuets that they play as you fly through outer space fighting unicorn knights. And by knights, I mean chess pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. Those things are great.
Yeah.
How far did you get in Joe and Nikki?
I got up to, let me consult my notes, because it's hard, even on easy. It's a pretty
hard game. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of wishing that I was able to emulate it so I could do save states. But I got up to like the fish boss.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like the end of the second set of levels. These are big levels, lots of bosses too.
Yeah. Yeah. I only got to like the gay party train. Like that's as far as I got to. And I couldn't beat gay party train because the it's pretty, like you said, it is hard. And then you start the stage over when you or you don't start the stage over, but you have when you continue, you start the stage over. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah. You get bombs and stuff. And more like, well, something interesting mechanically about this. It's funny. The better the game is, the more we talk about the game itself.
Yeah, I know. It kind of ruins the episode. And people, you know, when this was suggested, they probably just thought, I mean, I don't know what they thought we were going to do because we're not homophobes or anything. No. Like, we're not just going to make a bunch of, like, lol. I mean, it's kind of weird, right? Because it is lol, like, naked, muscular dude.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't, I don't know, it comes from such a weird place of love and strangeness that it doesn't feel offensive to me as a thing.
Exactly. And I was thinking about that when I was driving home from work today, like, feeling just a little bit scared that we were going to come off the wrong way.
But it'll be for other people to decide if we're coming off the wrong way. Like, I hope that we're not. I obviously, I mean, now needs to be stated that I have you know, any kind of homophobia or anything like that. Like, I've literally never met a gay person who isn't amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, every gay person I've ever met is awesome. And it is just, I feel like that's, you know, if you've never met a gay person, you don't like them. And then once you do, you're like, oh, great.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
Just a person.
That's great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I was going with that before I ventured into self-loathing there for a second was that just kind of wondering, where does this come from culturally, like from Japan? Because I don't, I'm not aware enough of their kind of like sexual politics. I know that in general they're repressed, and that's why there's all the weird stuff. And I know that like in anime and like some of their weirder like lower cultures or, you know, lower forms of pop culture, they treat like trans people really weird. But like, I have no idea what the Japanese stance in general, if you can generalize like that, is on homosexuality.
Like a hyper-masculine homosexuality?
Yeah, like this crazy, like, over-buff kind of thing. And you're right, this totally reads as, you know, completely positive and, like, almost, like, celebratory in a way. Like, there's no, like, aside from the fact that all of the big buff dudes are, you know, enemies who are coming here to steal our vital essences.
Why do these homosexuals keep sucking my cock? Well, except for your buddies who join.
Oh, true.
Your options.
Oh, they're defectors. They're you know, the good ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. The and you can be a dude too, because your character select, you're like a dude or a lady.
Yeah. Well, dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a hawk kind of situation.
True. Yeah. So you can be a dude and you can be a lady. I think this is the only time you're able to play as a female in the series. I wasn't too clear on that.
It happens in the fighting game. Like, there are several characters in the fighting game, but I think during the shooters, you're mostly dudes.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, like the ladies in the fighting game, there are two of them, one of which is a ship and the other one is surrounded by, like, it looks like a regular lady, but she's some kind of angel, and she's surrounded by like murder cherubs that like she uses as a weapon.
Yeah. I can't hear ship lady without thinking of some of the crazy weird fan art that I've seen.
Of like, this or just in general?
I think I've seen some of that, but also just like in general of like crazy transformation fetish things where just like, you know, it shows Lois from Family Guy turning into a raft or something like that.
You know what my favorite things about those are?
the faces in the middle.
That's how hot they are. No, it's how sometimes they'll have an arc in those, so it'll show Lois turning into a raft or whatever. Uh-huh. And then the top dialogue balloon is like, what's happening to me? This is so strange. And then they always come around being into it by the end. And like the amount of time that would actually take place to like say those sentences is really short. Yeah. So it's just always just like, oh my God, I'm turning into a car. Hey, this feels right. This feels good. And
somebody fuck me.
Yeah, it just happens so quick. It's just like this really like for something that, you know, oh, I'm turning into a, you know, a stereo or something like that.
Yeah,
the turnaround is really funny to me.
So I'm just okay. So that just makes me think: if somebody was turned into a car, what would give them sexual gratification? More sexual gratification? Somebody like a couple fucking in the back seat, or somebody just going to town on the gas tank?
Yeah, or like going to an assembly line and watching it, and then just revving your engine.
like how it's made is pornography for cars.
Yeah. Cars 3.
Yeah. There's just a Volkswagen just furiously rubbing its crankshaft. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, when I hear
to answer
lady
your original
ship,
question, I don't know what would be more sexually gratifying if I was a car.
Okay. it's a little thought exercise. It's yeah. It's an empathy builder, right?
That's true.
Because cars are people too. Cars are people too, or at least they were once.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cybertron.
Yep. Yeah. So, but yeah, I can't think about lady ships without thinking of that. Yeah, so it boggles my mind trying to figure out where it comes. But for my sensibility, it feels so positive, and that's weird and rare, especially for the era with this kind of specifically the shooter, which was overly serious, at least until you got to like what, Parodius?
Yeah, well, that stuff happened earlier than this, like Parodius or like Fantasy Zone for Sega Master System. That's like a cue 'em up. It's earlier than this, but like the kind of celebration. So in a way it's really advanced. Like I went to, I went to a drag show, for a surprise date last month. And, I was trying to kind of figure out what the appeal was after I went, you know, because it's like lip syncing. So it's a performance, but they're not really singing and stuff. And what it is like one, it's part, confidence porn, like just like, look at these people just fucking be confident as hell. And it's really fun to watch someone just be good at something. And but the other part is it just like feels like there's a transgressiveness in it that just feels really celebratory. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a similar feel, like that kind of celebratory nature to this kind of transgression is like, you know, not as unnatural as it seems. It's hard to ascribe it to like a, you know, early 90s TurboGrafx-16 game, but maybe that's a cultural thing that they just kind of, you know, is more accepted than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of had that thought. I mean, I could totally be. I don't know. This is just guessing in the dark. But
so you saying that thing actually brought something to mind, which is not related to this at all. But people in my office are crazy about those Jimmy Fallon lip sync challenges.
I'm not familiar.
It is exactly what it sounds like. So on Jimmy Fallon's show, they have these things where, you know, celebrity guests, they bring them on, they pick songs for each other, and then when it plays, they have to like it's like a lip sync off. To like, you know, do like the fake performance of it, you know, so you'll have like, you know, Emma Stone singing Blues Traveler or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, that's totally drag. Like that's a carryover into like mainstream kind of thing.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, and like, you know, there's a performance element to lip syncing. It's just so much like whenever I see, you know, when I think of it other than these kind of extra, you know, like the reason why that's entertaining is because they're celebrities, and the reason why drag is entertaining is because it's so transgressive. But if it was just like me and you getting up and doing a lip sync show, it'd be like, well, there are people who could actually do the performance you're doing and then also sing it. You know, like, and like it requires that extra element to be good, I think.
Gary, what I'm saying is anybody who lip syncs is a transvestite.
There we go.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
Landed that plane. Landed that plane, lady.
Yeah, I just Tonicky, it's frustrating when games are too good to be above reproach, but it does, you know, it is an interesting topic as far as the abject suffering.
Well, like some of the boss designs are pretty great, like that did you get as far as the crescent moon that's a harp that shoots notes at you?
No.
Okay. Oh,
you're better at Tonicky than I am.
I put in a lot of time. I felt an obligation to see, because I was looking for the beef, man.
Yeah, I didn't end up starting it until last night, so I didn't have as much time as I wanted to. But I like the boss with the egg that you had to crack it open, and there's like that scary head inside it.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good. Like, they are really good designs. All the designs are surreal and, like, wonderfully so.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of got, like, a little bit of a Terry Gilliam feel. Gilliam?
Yeah, with the kind of floating crescent moons and the kind of, you know, paper moon style to the moon. What's that old movie that the?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
Or what is the or it's like the Smashing Pumpkins Tonight video is based on it. It's like one of the earliest films where they go to the moon.
Oh yeah, which is to the moon.
Yeah, to the moon. It's kind of got that feel to it. Some like the set, you know, the background things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does kind of have that feel to it. Like this is a damn good game. Like, we keep playing good games on Abject Suffering. And the nice thing is that we record these in batches now, and this is going to be like by far the brightest spot of positivity, I think.
Yeah.
During this. But yeah man.
Mm-hmm.
Good game.
Yeah. I wonder what the American equivalent is, actually.
Yeah. What's transgressive in America? It would be like the American equivalent would be like like something that is anti-religious, probably, right? Like, what is that? Postal? It might be like Postal.
Oh yeah,
something dumb like that.
Oh my god! If the American version of Cho and Nikki is Postal,
that sucks.
That like, I'm just trying to imagine. Okay, now I'm trying to imagine Uwe Boll's Cho and Nikki.
Yeah, which man.
Keep me away.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You have to post guards.
We'll have to do our first movie episode. I don't know. I don't know if that'd be it, but it'd be something like, you know, transgressive. What? But celebratorily transgressive is hard.
Yeah.
For something, I feel like that's not something that's natural to Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. No. We tend to revel in it, except it's not positive.
Yeah. Like
there's like plenty of like transgressive, you know, fiction and movies and stuff, but it tends to be like overly blown gangster shit. Right?
Yeah, it's so negative.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's always got that kind of edge to it. Mm-hmm. It's not it's not a big party. Which like any number of like if any entity in any of these games threw a party, I would want to go to it.
Oh yeah.
Like literally anything. Like I want to be on the big gay party battleship. Like the, you know, the Elvis Pagoda, like I'm sure there's a good party going on in there. Uminen is in the fighting game, who is an odd latex creature that resembles a condom. good party right there, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Like,
going to a bubble party with Uminen.
Yeah, I would go. Fuck it. let's just, you know, let's take a walk on the wild side, man.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I would do it. I wonder how this game was promoted too. Like you'd have very unique opportunities for like amazing promotion for this game. Like one of the things, like a weakness that I have, I've mentioned before on the show, is how much I like, not all of it, but a lot of, the Jackass program and Jackass movies, I think are really funny. Mm-hmm. And the guy who, party guy or whatever his name is, who just was wearing the clothes and then starts playing on a boombox like dance music and then rips off his clothes.
Yeah,
and
it's like Steve-O, right?
Or it's not Steve-O. It's another one of the dudes.
Okay.
But it's essentially this. It's like essentially just the same thing as Cho and Nikki, like super buff, greased up dude, like partying in public. And like you could do like an awesome street team promotion for this. Like just imagine like a wave. Like a
flash parade. Mob.
Yeah, totally. Like everybody rips off breakaway clothes and just like starts dancing. It'd be amazing.
And they get shot with beanbag guns.
Yeah, I know. That'd be the tragic. Well, in America.
Well, yeah.
In Japan, they'd be lauded as our heroes.
Yeah. we'd be reading about it for
days. We love
you,
Big Brother.
Yeah. I love Big Brother.
I love Super Big Brother. You don't want to know what's in the cage in room 101.
No, it doesn't go on the cage doesn't go on your head, it goes on your dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's a sexy rat. Yeah. God. So one of the things that's dismaying about Cho and Nikki, at least here in America and its reception, not everybody is as, you know, tactful as us talking about the Grand High Seaman and whatever. But like there's a bit of a cottage industry, like a darker stripe of AVGN kind of like written comedy about this, including one article that instead of like every time they wrote game, they wrote game.
Oh,
it's like, come on.
Yeah, here's a thing from Axis Games that says, Cho and Nikki, not a game for straights. Okay, good thing you're separating your games to games for straights and for gays, you piece of shit. Like, Edelweiss.
Wait, Axis like the 999 people?
What does this mean? No, maybe Access Games Forums.
AKSYS Games?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so Edelweiss on the general discussion thing. Listen, parse out this sentence. I became truly disgusted by the game's impossibilities since the game has no ending if I'm a straight person.
What does like that you can't mean? See
you,
it?
Or he can't come? Like, that's the first thing. That's like... like, you just play Watch Dogs and just beat off.
Is it like,
it's a game for straight people and...
Is it like keeping Tinkerbell alive that every time you come, she could... God.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a hatred towards straights. You're a fucking idiot, Idolwise.
Jesus, God. At the very least, that wasn't like the official Axis line.
This is great, though, the way people are responding. People just keep going, that's the joke to him, everything he says.
What's the deal with this game? Like, all these dudes are just, like, gyrating. Like,
many people have just posted that over and over.
That's the joke. Oh, good for you. Yeah, way to go, Access Forums.
Levi's on this game, in fact, is one of Japan's greatest contributions to the world. Gay, straight, or whatever, the innuendo is hilarious.
Yeah.
If you can only see homosexuality but not the brotherly love, what about an interest in being healthy? Good job, Levi.
Yeah, because... You know, yeah. I was going back and forth, speaking, you know, like when my only exposure to this was, but before it was the Reputation, obviously, because we, you know, we've made reference to it in the past, and then playing the tamer version of the shooter, like there was some stuff that like kind of might have been read as being gay. However, like a bunch of it is just it's like dudes. And so right. I was thinking, like, what's inherently gay about like shirtless dudes?
Healthy, like it's like a bodybuilding competition, like. Nobody calls those things out as being gay.
No.
They might call them out as being full of fucking mutants.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing more disgusting to me than a ripped person, no matter what their gender is.
Yeah.
Like I do not want to see muscles on a person, period. I'm not kidding. Like it's unattractive and gross.
And it strikes me a little bit as like a sense of body dysmorphia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or whatever that actual word is, especially when they get oily, like the second you start voluntarily oiling yourself,
yeah,
and you're not trying to escape through a small vent,
yeah, you're not trying to be faster than a greased up Scotsman.
Yeah. Man, yeah. So Choiniki, great. I'm really sad that I wasn't able to play the fighting game, but
it's still worth checking out, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just need to find some way to get the tech to work.
It worked for me. I don't know. What am I using? I don't know if we have the same ROM, but I'm using like ZX9, I think. ZX9?
Mm. Yeah, I'm using the Mac version of that, SNES 9X.
Oh, okay.
And I also tried it on my Windows machine. Womp womp. I watched some YouTube videos of it, though, so it looks ridiculous.
It's got it's really cool because it's in it has a Z-axis.
Huh.
Like it's a fighting game. It's like those old shitty Dragon Ball fighting games. Yeah. It's well animated and creative.
Yeah.
Good shit, man.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So the rule always holds. Whenever we like mention something in passing like that, somebody always like recommends that. So you understand by saying Dragon Ball fighting game, somebody's going to.
We're gonna have to
play that.
That's fine. I can talk for a half hour about how I don't think Dragon Ball is very good.
Yeah.
In general, or interesting.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sure. Yeah, man. Choiniki.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Sam Baird.
so thank you. I'd like to think that you're leaving us just like a nice little piece of candy.
Yeah,
nice
thank you very much.
Nice little piece of boy candy.
Man candy.
Mandy.
Thank you very much. What are we doing next time, Cole?
Well, next time we're going to be doing something that's a bit of a break in form for us, but you brought it up in terms of trying to complete a quest log, and I agree that it was a good idea. We are doing Shadowrun for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, man, like two years ago when we played Shadowrun for Genesis and we joked about doing Shadowrun for 360 on the show. This is as close as we're going to get.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple of opportunities. April Fools always came and went. I was going to suggest doing that, but
that would have been fun. I could not talk about that fucking game for an hour and a half.
Oh God, no, we wouldn't have done that.
No. But I mean, doing a sketch would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Some asshole suggested that, and we're gonna do that. But it does mean that this network will have covered every English language Shadowrun game.
Yeah.
So go between check it out, Karma, and watch out for fireballs.
Mm-hmm.
Go Shadowrun.
Yeah, and you know, in this crazy fan translation world of ours, we might get the Saturn game. So
I would love to get the Sega CD game.
I believe so.
Saturn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to get that. That looks really cool. It's a visual novel with dice roll combat where they show actual dice.
Cool.
It looks really cool.
It's like a fighting fantasy game.
Yeah, man. I've got all the fighting fantasies on my iPhone.
It's great.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, I got those before they discontinued them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Did you ever play, I think it's like Steve Jackson's Sorcery?
No.
That's really good. That's probably the best game book I've played on my iPhone.
Hmm.
It's very good. It's short, but there's a sequel, and it's kind of expensive, but it's a really good experience, so it's those things where it's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Good all right, chat.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, things you can do in terms of, you know, sticking around and helping us out. You know, we bought this game on the Virtual Console thanks to your guys' funds. From our Patreon campaign. So if you want to take in a couple bucks, thank you. That is patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Thank you very much. You can also go to iTunes and write ratings and reviews for us. Always appreciated.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And tell a friend.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a coughing fit again, so let's wrap this up real quick.
Okay.
I don't know how good Cole's been editing this, but I'm choking on something, so.
Okay.
All right. Umbasa.
Umbasa.